Who is it that we believe, God or Satan? Jesus was tempted of Satan, and Satan told Jesus, "You should believe me and not believe God." And this is the way he did it. He used that little word, if. If you are the Son of God, turn this stone into bread. What was he trying to do there? He was trying to destroy Jesus' confidence in God and make him doubt that God would take care of him. He said, if you're the Son of God, why are you hungry? Just turn these stones into bread. Well, Jesus was on a fast, and he knew that would not be according to the will of God. Listen again to what Jesus said. Luke chapter 4, verse 2. Being 40 days tempted of the devil, in those days Jesus did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he was afterwards hungry. And the devil said unto him, if you are the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up to a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power I will give you, and the glory of them, for what is delivered to me, and whomsoever I will give it. If you therefore will worship me, all shall be yours. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get you behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem, and set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, if you be the Son of God, cast yourself down from here, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest at any time you dash your foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, it is said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed him for a season. You see, every time Satan threw that if in there, Jesus came back and said, I believe what God has said. And I think that's what we need to do when we are tempted. We believe what God has said. God has said, no temptation has taken you except what is common to man. It's common to everyone. And God will, with a way of temptation, make a way of escape. We believe him, and we take that avenue of escape. We believe God's promises. We believe we are the children of God by faith. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for Jesus, who showed us how to resist temptation. He showed us how to believe in you. Just believe in your word and follow your word. I pray, O Lord God, that you would help each one of us, that we may walk with integrity and walk as your children, your sons and daughters. In Jesus' name, amen.